The new movie thriller Gone Girl is based on a 2-year-old novel that sold more than 6 million copies before it even came out in paperback. So a lot of fans already know Gone Girl's twists and turns. But don't worry, no spoilers here. We've asked our film critic Bob Mondello to be especially circumspect in his review.
Even if you haven't read the book, you may have heard that Gone Girl's story of a wife who abruptly goes missing has an unreliable narrator. But in a movie, who would that be exactly? Ben Affleck's Nick, a self-styled corn-fed salt-of-the-earth Missouri boy? Or Rosamund Pike's Amy, his classy East Coast wife, whose youth inspired a series of amazing Amy children's books? One thing's for sure, when they meet cute at a New York party, a happy event as it's recounted in a flashback, they appear both well-matched and playful.
Amy, who are you?
A, I'm an award-winning scrimshander. B, I'm a moderately influential warlord. C, I write personality quizzes for magazines.
Okay. Well, your hands are far too delicate for real scrimshaw work. And I happen to be a charter subscriber to Middling Warlord Weekly, so I recognize you. I'm gonna go with C.
And you? Who are you?
I'm the guy to save you from all this awesomeness.
Who could resist, right? But those who are you questions will be ones that haunt the rest of the picture. This flashback is from the day of Nick and Amy's 5th wedding anniversary, a day on which we watch a clearly unhappy Nick return home from an early morning scotch at the pub he owns to find evidence of a struggle, broken glass, and no sign of his wife. The police are stumped, and when Nick and his wife's parents appeal to the media to help find Amy, the story erupts into a tabloid sensation.
Where's your wife, Nick?
The hallmark of a sociopath is a lack of empathy.
And that, though we're still in the film's earliest stages, is all the plot I should divulge. Allow me, though, a quick note on structure. The film, like the novel, because both were written by Gillian Flynn, tells the story in alternating bursts of narrative. Nick's version of events surfaces as he deals with reporters and cops.
Amy got friends we can talk to?
Not really.
Amy's version is taken from entries in a diary that's discovered after she disappears.
I will practice believing my husband loves me, but I could be wrong.
Their stories are increasingly in conflict, and because Ben Affleck and Rosamund Pike are unnervingly good at keeping you guessing about which of them you can trust, your allegiances will shift. The film will almost certainly raise hackles in some quarters over issues that track closely with recent headlines and that I can't even bring up without being accused of giving the game away. But I can point you to a nifty discussion of those issues. NPR's pop culture blogger Linda Holmes has written 2 entirely separate and separately clever pieces on NPR.org, one for folks who want to be surprised by the movie and one for folks who've read the book and want to dive in deeper. I'm going to have to stay in the shallow end, but I can say that David Fincher's direction delivers jolts that'll have audiences squealing, but also lets you identify with characters one moment and wish you hadn't the next. His moody, atmospheric work struck me as more intriguing early on when it's showing how social forces can put pressure on a marriage than it did later when he gets deep in the weeds of Nick and Amy's marriage, but that may just be because I like Fincher when he's pulling universals out of specifics, not the other way around. By the end of Gone Girl, things have gotten so plot-driven and pulpy, there's nothing to challenge him or make him stretch very much. And he seems to be relying entirely on craft. But boy, is it effective craft. I'm Bob Mondello.